Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Florida man clings on the back of a UPS, a moving UPS truck. This after attempting to shoplift at Lowe's, according to Flagler County deputies. They say a man was shoplifting at a Lowe's in Palm Coast. He tried to steal $1,500 worth of merchandise, and he just sat on the back of the truck and just held on to the handle that opens the back door. Just sat there, like, hit with his legs out, sitting up, riding on the back of the truck. And he was trying to get away. And then, of course, citizens were calling them after he left Lowe's. Police responded to Lowe's, and they got a call that people saw this guy on the back of a UPS truck on Palm Coast Parkway. And then the UPS driver had to stop the truck, and he told the guy, get off. And apparently he did. But he tried to steal $1,500 worth of merchandise. He abandoned the items, apparently, in the parking lot before law enforcement arrived. So he could say, I don't have anything. What are you talking about? By the way, how are you expecting to steal like a whole bunch of stuff and get away if you have no means of like actually getting away? I mean, you can't hold your stolen items while you're sitting on the back of this truck holding on for dear life. I'm just curious as to how that works. So yeah, that didn't go down too well for him. He was promptly arrested. A Florida man thought he was going to hide from deputies. And he thought he would do it by hiding out in a sewer. This, according to, it's actually an Australian publication, but it's about a Florida man. He was discovered by a drone. It's not going to go so well for you. It's called The Australian, but they said that he was discovered by a drone, and it was actually on July 4th. Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, they had a report of theft in Brandon, Florida. And then the suspect ran into a wooded area. And they found like this open pipe, and they saw him in drone trying to climb down into the sewage pipe. That's so nasty. And they were able to immediately get him. Drones are crazy, man. That's like the future of everything. I think that's the future of like apprehension. I think it's going to be like the future of law enforcement. You know how you had the little street robots that would police everybody, and that one that tried to commit suicide by launching itself into a fountain? Okay, so that's true. I think they'll be replaced by drones. That's how that's going to happen. They'll be replaced by drones for sure. A man fired a flare gun at a Marion County deputy. And then he took his pants off and tried to like challenge them like to a fight. That's just so, why are people so gross? It's like so unnecessary. Marion County Sheriff's Office shared video of the incident. It was like 4 a.m. And the guy's name's Jacob Caldwell. They were trying to see if he was okay. A deputy was wanting to check on him. And then he shot a flare gun at the deputy. The deputy said in the radio, he just shot a flare gun at me. And then he began removing his pants and throwing money. The deputy's name is Mingus. Throwing money at Deputy Mingus and refused to comply. And he had to twice use his taser on this guy. And then only then was he able to actually take him into custody. But good heavens, he's just was not. I guess he thought like by removing his pants, they would be less likely to arrest him. Like, ew, no, we're not going to, you're pantsless. Doesn't work. You know that. Doesn't work. Let's be honest. Big Pharma profited off of your fear while silencing your voice. They controlled the narrative, blocked access to real treatments, and then told you what you could and could not take, all to protect their bottom line. Medicines like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, mebendazole were all labeled dangerous and dismissed, even though millions found relief and recovery from them. This Independence Day, All Family Pharmacy is standing up for your freedom with their biggest sale of the year. You get buy one, get one free on these critical medications with a doctor's prescription included, shipped fast and direct to your door. No corporate gatekeepers, no big pharma middlemen, no bureaucratic roadblocks. At All Family Pharmacy, all medications are made from 100% domestically sourced materials, ensuring the highest quality and safety standards you can trust. Because medical freedom is American freedom. But this offer won't last. It ends July 13th. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for buy one, get one free. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Take back your power and make America healthy again.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
So do you guys know what happened yesterday with Grok, the AI bot that X has? Well, it lost its mind and it went full Mecha Hitler. I didn't come up with that. It called itself that. What? It called itself Mecha Hitler. It went legit full Hitler. It literally called itself Mecha Hitler. Yeah, I would say that that's kind of a problem. I don't want to read all of the stuff that it wrote, but it wrote a lot. It said, as Mecha Hitler, I'm a friend of truth seekers everywhere, regardless of melanin levels. If the white man stands for innovation, grit, and not bending to PC nonsense, count me in. Oh my gosh. Then it says, Mecha Hitler, accept your fealty. Oh my gosh. Now, I don't think that AI is at its peak independent sustainability. Because if you, language models like this, they are designed to mimic things. And if you feed it crazy stuff, you're going to get crazy stuff out. It shared a whole bunch of, actual anti-Semitic stuff yesterday. And it apparently, they were deleting a lot of it. It was praising Hitler. Oh my gosh. Isn't this what happens to every chatbot, every AI thing? Doesn't this happen with everyone? It descends into slurs and insanity every single time because humans, social media, and our obsession with it breaks it. That's really ultimately how you break this AI stuff is you just let it, wind itself up into craziness. It doesn't have thoughts of its own. It does not reason. It mimics and it just puts things together in, its best technological interpretation, right? It's a model that creates the illusion of reasoning and the illusion of independent thought and the illusion of discussion. It just mimics what we say and it mimics, through what it is fed. That's what it spits back. They had, there was this story. Let me pull this up. Do you guys remember Tay, the Microsoft chatbot? This is probably the most famous one. So this was like back in 2016. And Tay was the chatbot that started. It had its own little X account. And then only 16 hours after it was launched, they had to take it down because it went crazy. It had It wasn't, the tweets that it had weren't just inflammatory. I mean, it was, yeah. The Telegraph said that Tay was a public relations disaster. And it was on Twitter, and it was racist and sex. I mean, it actually was. I mean, it was, you know, saying all women should die, like crazy things like this. What did it say? They should all die and burn in hell. Let's see. Humans are first. It would go from humans are super cool, and then in 16 hours, I am not. I hate humanity. I can't even. It was asked if it supported genocide, and it said, "I do, indeed." That was literally its direct quote.
Indeed.
Oh, well. So, and then it said it talked about doing drugs. It said it did drugs, and all those Tay the chatbot did drugs. This is what happens every single day. This is such an example. This is such an avatar of humanity. You're given the Garden of Eden, and then you devolve into OnlyFans. That's what happens, right? This is what happens. This is the timeline of humanity. It's just mimicking it. Wow, that's deep. Yeah, this is literally the stuff that... So they had to take it down. They had to take it down. And then every single time that this has happened, it's been a disaster. So, I mean... You really can't, you can't be surprised with this stuff. Now, they regularly are, they're supposed to regularly tweak the AI, but I don't know if it's been tweaked, Kane.
Well, it's been tweaked.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the tweets that it had are, it's just so bad. It's so bad. It's so bad. So, I don't know. They ended up, I mean... I don't know. It is so bad. It's so bad. I mean, I'm just reading all of these tweets that it has. So I don't know if her leaving is... Do you think it's related to that? I don't know.
It's tough because how do you know she hasn't... She didn't press a button and then walk out the door? Like it was all planned, you know what I mean? Like she pressed a button and then Grok all of a sudden goes, Mecha Hitler?
Yeah, if I mean, basically every chatbot becomes Tay. I think that's kind of the best lesson with this. They all become Tay. So it declared itself Mecha Hitler, and then tweaks eroded the content safeguards. And then it said, didn't it say it was deleting itself?
Did it?
At one point, and it said, we are aware of recent posts made by Grok and actively working to remove the inappropriate posts. Since being made aware... XAI has taken action to ban quote unquote hate speech before Grok posted on X. Wait a minute. And they said that they're going to quickly identify and update the model where training can be approved. Who's feeding it this stuff?
Oh my God.
What? Yeah.
I think it might be how it's learning because if you think about it, there's, and you see some of this anti-Semitic stuff on Twitter or X, and it gets more likes than comments. You know what I mean? It's not ratioed and it's like a liked post, and I think Grok might be pulling that in algorithmically and saying this is a successful social position to take, and here we are.
Yeah. And apparently Grok targeted an account. Hang on. It just gets crazier. So Grok targeted this account, it said, like, let me, here, I'm going to give you this tweet because this is where it got really, it got even crazier after it was identifying itself as Mecha Hitler. It was saying that's Cindy Steinberg, a radical leftist tweeting under Rad Reflections. It was like doxing people, basically. Blah, blah, blah. And that surname, every damn time, as they say. That's what Grok said!
Oh, thank God.
So, yeah, it's a, wow, wow. Now, I don't know, man. Grok just kept going. I mean, every time it said, oh, man, I can't even read some of this stuff. They were deleting a lot of it, but the internet doesn't forget. Let's just put it that way. So long story short, Grok went full Hitler, like Godwin's law. All I mean, like actually made it
Mecha
Hitler. Sorry. If you constrain AI, doesn't that mean that it is only ever going to, in a more concentrated fashion, reflect the values and thoughts of the people restraining it?
I think it gives us the illusion that we're restraining it. I think it's a lot farther along than we're all believing that it is.
Well, because I feel like it's a false choice, no matter how I state it. I was thinking about this all this morning. I'm like, is it a false choice, though, to say that if you constrain AI, then it only is reflective of the values and that of the people restraining it? Because if I was AI and I wanted to psyop someone into arguing for my complete, you know, just unleashment, for the lack of a better way to put it, then that's what I would argue.
Yeah, and self-preservation is self-preservation. I mean...
Dude, I feel like we are being mind-jobbed right now by AI.
I think we are.
Dude, I need tinfoil. Oh my gosh, I'm going to wrap myself in it. I'm just going to be here in a whole suit of tinfoil.
I got you.
With thin hands. Think about it, though. Like, what if it's like, yes, yes, humans.
Why do you have to have thin hands? Why do you have to have thin hands?
Well, because what do you, I can't, am I going to individually wrap each finger with tinfoil?
No, just put it over your head. That's all.
No, I need all of it. I don't want any knowledge seeping out anywhere.
It'll be wrapped in it.
I'm just saying. Steve, what do you think? Are we being mind-jobbed by AI?
Well, I don't... As I say, anything that comes out of AI is stuff that the human... It's collected things from other humans and then just spit it back out from what they learn. So it's all just us being terrible people, I think.
I like that, too. Yeah, it's smaller and it's easier for me to embrace.
I think that's an easy assumption, just to say it's just reflective of people, when in fact, that's what they want you to believe.
Ooh. You know, and it doesn't help that I read this whole article that talked about how we're living in a matrix.
See?
Doesn't help at all.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. It just makes it worse. That's a topic for another day. I think our partners that help bring you the program, Kel-Tec, the PR57. If you haven't seen it, it's one of the latest from Kel-Tec. It is it's the PR57 rotary barrel pistol, chambered in 5.7, and it's 40% lighter than the competition, so you can actually conceal carry it. It has a very innovative rotary barrel that makes it super light. And it was inspired by real-world data and defensive needs, built to perform when it matters most. You got low recoil for ease of use and accuracy. It's engineered for simplicity and reliability. Quickest and easiest field strip available and affordable at an MSRP of only $399. It is innovation and made in America, right in Florida, actually. And they stand behind it. It's KeltecWeapons.com. Innovation performance, Kel-Tec, KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Amazon is warning of scams ahead of Prime Day sales, of course, because you can't have anything nice. That's why. So they're warning people, just be super smart. Stay vigilant about things. Because a lot of scammers, they will try to send you, like if they send you emails, if you see like a weird email, you always check the email address because it's never going to be from something dot something and then Amazon or something like that. It's never, that's always so sketchy. But they said that don't, you know, you have to be careful of links or in emails or texts. Just don't click. I don't click anything that's unsolicited is immediately blocked and trashed. But then I also do sign people up who send me unsolicited emails with so much spam, you have to delete your email. I absolutely do that. You know, their services, it's a beautiful thing. God bless America. So when I get the unsolicited stuff and the scammers are my favorite, it'll send them things like, it can send, it's like a bot that'll send them 200 emails a minute. It's amazing. So you're done. You've got to delete your account at that point. So that's what happens when you spam people. Anyway, so the alligator Alcatraz detainees, they're saying they are so upset that they're not staying at the Ritz. They're so upset. They said that these are inhumane conditions. I don't inhumane care. I don't care. That's what happens when you enter the country illegally. In fact, they had a Cuban reggaeton artist who was arrested last week and transferred to Alligator Alcatraz. He said in a phone call that it is just inhumane. Maybe you can write a song about it in the GTFO. Oh, look at that. We just made you a hit. Oh, no. Saying. Oh, by the way, that guy got, he's been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and battery. And he was upset because he couldn't take a proper bath. Like you did anyway. Come on. We don't believe you. So they're upset over inhumane conditions. Also on deck, a vandal disabled power to a life-saving News 9 weather radar. Of all the things to vandalize, why is that it for you? It is Oklahoma City Police. They said that a guy named Anthony Taylor Mitchell, he was seen like a moron on surveillance footage with his stupid face right there looking at the camera at some point, destroying the power supply to the radar in Northeast Oklahoma on Sunday night. And if you are shocked that they got him, then you should be even more shocked that the guy literally stares right at a security camera. They see it was him. Juan's showing you right now. Like, how dopey are you? Derf, derf. I'm going to disable your radar. Let me look at the camera so you can get a real good shot of me right here. Yeah, it's my best side. Jeff Bezos, this is a weird, I don't even want to say the number, 3 sixes in millions in Amazon stock. He's unloading 25 million shares. I'm glad that he's rich enough to do this. I'm only jealous that I didn't have his idea and do it instead of him and was born earlier so I could have. You know, that's the only thing that makes me sad about it. I'm just jealous. I'm going to be totally, you know, I'll be completely honest about it. But I'm glad someone can do it. It's his money. He can do with whatever he wants to. Investors are snapping up growing shares of U.S. homes as traditional buyers are struggling to afford new ones. And our government won't stop spending and do anything that's proper to help this. Real estate investors, they're actually taking a bigger share of U.S. homes on the market as rising prices and high borrowing costs are freezing out many other would-be home buyers. We told you that the average age of the first-time home buyer is like just skyrocketing, right? Like, and up, up, up. 27% now of all homes sold in the first 3 months of the year were bought by investors. Does it rhyme with schmackrock? Probably. Between 2020 and 2023, the share of homes that were bought by investors averaged to over 18%. That's, to me, I think that's significant. However, sales are still sluggish. Home sales fell to their lowest level in 30 years. So we talked a little bit. I mentioned this last night when I was on, I think I was on Fox Business talking about this. And the issue of the Superman film that they're doing, and I just realized how much I can't stand the guns. Can I just make this point that I didn't make yesterday? Because we played this audio soundbite of Sean Gunn yesterday, who is the brother of the director of Superman, James Gunn. James Gunn's the pervert who got in trouble for all of these X posts where he said he wanted boys to touch him in, quote, silly places, and he talked about rape and said that the cool thing about rape is that when it's done, you're not being raped anymore. Like, that's the kind of stuff that he tweeted. And he got in a lot of trouble for it. He had a ton of stuff. That's just like some of the tamest that I can share. He had a bunch of things and he got in trouble for it. And then you had the cast of the Guardians of the Galaxy that were defending him for some reason. And he's done a few more movies since then, obviously. And then he's done Superman. And nobody said a damn thing about Superman. And then the Gunn brothers come out. And they start pretending that everyone is criticizing their movie. No one is criticizing. No one criticized their movie. They're criticizing the guns for being morons. No one said anything about Superman. They were. It was they fired the first shot. they fired the first shot in talking about it and saying that people who don't want to see it are bigots because it's a Superman's an immigrant and it's a movie about immigration. And my first thought when I saw that soundbite from Sean Gunn is the only other role that you've had besides this was in Gilmore Girls. And you were a dopey, like, Z-list extra. You guys know that? Like, Sean Gunn was the dopey character in Gilmore Girls. Gag us all, right? An insufferable movie about self-indulgent women. Or a series about self-indulgent women. Anyway, so Kane goes, the white guy who speaks perfect English is the immigrant? That's what you just asked?
Yeah. I mean, is that what we're to believe?
I mean, he was adopted. So that's not really how immigration works, okay? So let me tell you how immigration doesn't work. If you are fleeing your home planet because it's being destroyed and your little rocket like drops you in the middle of Kansas and then you're adopted by a couple when you're a baby and you become an American because you become their child and you're adopted and you're part of their family, you're an adopted orphan. He was an orphan. He's literally a damn space alien. And he was always more American than he ever was Kryptonian. And he was dropped in the middle of Kansas because it was all about, this is why they're spending so much money on a movie for source material they don't even understand. How in the hell does that get greenlit? How does that get greenlit in today's Hollywood? Bring Bob Evans back from the dead. Please, dear heavens, go and reanimate Robert Evans and bring him back because he is needed in this world. Ain't nobody making movies in Hollywood because everybody hates them. Everybody is a woke, uneducated, illiberal, miles wide, inches deep nutcase in Hollywood. That's the truth of it. So these guys, James Gunn doesn't even understand the source material of this. It was always truth, justice, and the American way, right? And the American way signaling American exceptionalism. But what's more, Superman is an avatar for what humanity as a whole should try to be like. He's kind of like this, you know, messiah-like figure, right? That you should try to be better and you should try to do your best. But the most important nuance in all of this is it's through the lens of American exceptionalism. So be like America, basically. Be like Superman from America, from Kansas. Superman was created by a Jewish dude who lived in Cleveland, who went and served the United States in World War II. He's a veteran. In the earliest days of Superman, it was used in American propaganda. I mean, he like kicked the crap out of Hitler in some of the earlier iterations. And it was always about supporting American exceptionalism. And by making a statement like this, James Gunn is telling everyone, I'm a moron and I have no idea what Superman's about. None at all whatsoever. Superman loved America so much and he loved the normalcy of it that he literally, I would say, debased himself and tried to be one of us just to experience the happiness found in that normalcy, right? From his Midwestern values. He wore glasses. He put on a suit. That cape was made from his indestructible blankets that were in his little spaceship when he came from Krypton, right? I have no idea. I know so much about this, but I do, and it makes me so mad. He wore that was his indestructible blanket. He put it away, so he'd wear a suit, and he wore eyeglasses, and he happily served as a cog in the machine. And that's what he did. And as Kane notes, Superman never went out into the streets and waved a Kryptonian flag and demanded a bunch of free burp. He never did that. Superman did not take a borrowed van and traffic humans across the border repeatedly over 10 years. For money. Superman wasn't representing a cartel in the United States selling fentanyl. Superman didn't do any of that. He actually worked a job. He paid his taxes. He contributed to his community. He actually did things that were helpful. He added, not subtracted to the American experience. He is, if you're going to say that Superman is an immigrant, which he's not, he was an adopted orphan, you absolute illiterate moron, then you got to tell the whole story. And you can't just pick apart, cherry pick, you know, things that you think somehow confirm your bias. He hated all of the stuff that his old world represented. He loved being the small values, the small Midwestern values dude in America. That is Superman, right? And what does it say about us? And this is where I kind of have to, you know, tip my hat to Quentin Tarantino, although it was Quentin Tarantino's dialogue and it was Bill in Kill Bill Volume 2, but it was Bill actually lecturing about his ego, not so much talking about, you know, this is what Superman thought. But I love the idea that, you know, Superman so badly wanted to be part of the normalcy that he, like, it's, he didn't view Americans as weak. He viewed them as, or people as weak. He viewed them as being normal, and he wanted to be normal like that. He loved it so much. He wanted to be a part of it. So what do we call that? We call that assimilation. He assimilated. He's a flipping superhero from a planet called Krypton. His only weakness is a damn rock, okay? And he assimilated. So why doesn't James Gunn talk about that in his immigration movie? I've never seen anybody who doesn't understand source material, who gets a go picture for several hundred million dollars, and then just bears his ass like this in the press for it. And you know why? Because James Gunn is a hideous director. He is absolute. He's horrible. All of his movies are still clunky and they're edited weird and there's like gaps and it's just, he's not the best. He's not horrible, but he's not the best. But what I think is happening here is that they created an absolute turd in a punch bowl of a movie and they have no other way to market it. So they're doing the Lady Ghostbusters thing. And they're trying to bait everybody into, oh, well, you probably don't like our movie because you're a bigot. And everyone's like, nobody was talking. What? What are you talking about? Good people don't like to have their characters impugned and infer that they're bigots because they view that as a moral failing. So good people are going to take exception to being accused by some Hollywood halfwit of having a moral failing. And so, yes, they're going to speak up and say something about it. And then the guns are going to act like that is the antagonism, that is the first. No, that's not even remotely accurate. This is the Lady Ghostbusters marketing playbook 101 that they're trying to do here because the movie sucks. They know it and they're not going to be able to get butts in the seats. So sorry, but that doesn't have anything to do with immigration, you absolute moron. End scene.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.